Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and Happy New Year. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. It is the first show of 2022. And we're kicking it off, guys, with our very special Timeout Edition. And joining me, I've got my special guest co-host, Miss Miranda Malasani. Miranda, Happy New Year, babe.
Happy New Year. I got a little goosebumps there when you said it was the first show of, like, it's 2022.
Right?
I'm like, you know, I know we said this in 2021, like, okay, it's 2021, but I really feel like it's time for us to have, like, a really good year.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we've all been very patient.
Very.
Very, very patient. And I want to say that this is our year. I said that last year, though, and I said it the year before, but this is it. This is it. This is our year.
And it's 2022. So, like, we love numbers. Like, we're always seeing numbers. So, like, the 2-2-2 elements, yes. There's got to be an extra amount of good luck with that, those repetitive numbers. Yes.
I'm hoping so, because God knows we're not going to be alive for 2222.
No.
So I will take this.
I'll take it.
So Miranda, I got to ask you something. It's kind of personal.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I'm a very superstitious person.
Okay.
Very.
Yeah, I know that.
And I don't know, like, it brings me, like, joy and it's just fun. I look at superstitions as fun. So one of my favorite superstitions is New Year's Eve, you got to wear something specific and it'll bring you luck for the coming year. And that specific piece is red underwear. Did you wear red underwear?
No. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me to wear red underwear, Pina? Also, do you have any red in your, I know you have one red tank top, but you have, like, everything's black. So I'm surprised have red underwear.
I do have red underwear. Actually, this is a funny story. Last year I got screwed because everything was closed. So I was like, this is great. Like, where am I going to get red underwear if all the shops are closed because we're in lockdown? But I did go out to buy some new ones. They don't need to be new every year, just as long as they're red. But I did go shopping to buy some, and it was a treat shopping. So I went bra and underwear shopping, and I walked into Victoria's Secret. I go over to the change room. I've got, like, my pile of stuff. I'm all excited. And I'm like, you know, I want to try some stuff on. And the girl looks at me and says, she's like, all our change rooms are, like, full right now. She goes, but we've got the really big one I can put you in. She goes, would you mind? And I'm thinking to myself, would I mind? I'm like, this is amazing. I love the big change room, right? Like,
you do, like, a cartwheel in there or something.
Oh, okay. So Miranda, that's exactly it. So I go in and I look around, and the Victoria's Secret change rooms are beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
They're really pretty, like, yeah. Very nicely done. And so I walk in and I shut the door behind me, and I'm not even kidding you. I just put, like, both my hands on my waist, my hips. And I look around and I'm like, whoa, you can do so many activities in here. It reminded me of Step Brothers. You know that scene?
Totally. Oh my God. That is amazing.
I could do a cartwheel in here if I knew how to do one. I could have probably, like, a good 5-person dance party in here.
It was that big?
What? Oh, yeah. It was big. It was, like, it seriously made my whole shopping experience that much better, because I don't like to go shopping with the crowds during the holidays. Like, yeah. Too intense.
Remember the episode in Seinfeld? Did you ever watch Seinfeld where it was the wide lanes, like where Kramer made the wider highway? It's like, and you're like, this is so luxurious. I feel like that was this vibe. Like, this is so, you're just making, you know, you're trying on underwear and bras, but, like, what a luxurious room to be.
So much room. Like, if I want one leg to one side of the change room, the other leg to the other one, I want to be all sprawled out. I'm like, I feel great. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like, now, remember we used to, like, with kids in strollers, those kinds of rooms, like, oh, you can't.
Those were gold.
They're gold. Yeah. You can't ever get them.
Right?
It's like, okay. You know what? The red underwear, your luck was on your side. Like, I need to know why we're wearing red, because it sounds like you already brought in the luck.
Yeah. So red underwear is a thing. It's a thing. So now you guys know for next year. It doesn't mean that if you did not wear them, you're going to have bad luck. It's just that maybe you get a little bit extra if you wear them. So,
Pina,
buy them now. Yes.
Apparently, I wish you would have told me that, because remember what happened just before New Year's? Remember my, I don't even want to say this because I'm trying.
Oh, yes.
Some of the superstition, I was like, that didn't happen. We're going to just not. So basically, I'm cleaning up my room that I have all my clothes in. I have a separate room just for my clothes. It's not a walk-in closet. I'm like, I should turn it into a walk-in closet. But anyway, I'm cleaning this up and I'm putting some stuff in my drawers, and there's a beautiful white mirror on the back of my dresser. And usually, like, it's totally stable, not a problem. And all of a sudden I bend down, and thankfully I bent down at this exact time. I can't even believe it happened this way. So my back is like 90 degrees. And I feel like someone jumped on top of my back. And like, I scream because I think it's even one of my kids. No, it's the mirror smashing down on my back and then shattered into a million pieces on the floor. And if I was at a different like angle, I could have like been actually really hurt. Like, I could have had a concussion. It was that heavy. But I was like, oh no. Like, I just came out of, you know, the 30s were a pretty challenging decade. And I'm like, I don't need 7 years of bad luck throughout my 40s. So I just was like, this didn't happen. No one saw it. And we're like, not
we're just going to, we're going to pretend it didn't happen. But you know what? Okay. So now here's something else. Okay. So we're talking superstitions, right? Mm-hmm. And we're talking good luck versus bad luck. But I also think that sometimes superstitions are not always so clear. Like, in your case of breaking the mirror, you know, you've had that mirror for a while. And there's been some energy tied to that mirror that maybe it's not the best energy. So was the mirror breaking actually like just, you know, let's be done with the energy that was attached to this piece? Because I honestly believe that energy is attached to jewelry and furniture and all that stuff. That's why I'm very weary about buying antiques, because I don't know where the energy
totally
is, like, that is attached to this piece.
I'll tell you, you're bang on with that, because so it's taken me a long time to organize that room. Like, and this, you know, in my former life, like my former marriage, there's a lot of things in that room that I just like was avoiding going through. So as I started to clean it up, like, I'm purging things. And like, you know, of course, there's definitely energy in everything. So when that mirror broke, it didn't feel like, oh no, now I'm cursed for 7 years. It felt like that was purposeful. Also the way it fell, and it you know,
it didn't hurt you.
It didn't hurt me. Like, my kids heard it and they're like, Mom, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I am okay. Like, how am I so okay? Just, it was so interesting the way it fell and the timing of my, like, actually bending down, that it felt purposeful in the kind of, I know it sounds crazy, but it did feel like the end of a chapter in terms of the energy in that space.
Like, see, so I don't know.
Yeah. We're going with that.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to go with that. I don't know that it was a bad thing, you know?
No,
but now you also know that for next year, you need to get on the red underwear. And now is the time to buy them, everyone, because a lot of red is huge in the lingerie stores right now during the holidays.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So, you know, now, and I would imagine around Valentine's Day. So coming up. So now around this month, next month is when you want to purchase your red.
It actually might be in the discount bin, because it's after the holidays and before
Valentine's. I know, but then Valentine's is coming up, Miranda. So like, they may not discount it just yet.
Well, you never know.
And I will tell you something though. I am too much information for those of you guys listening at home, but I'm a cheeky kind of girl when it comes to my underwear. That's okay. The cut that I like, cheeky. Okay. And so it was really hard for me to find the, like, a cheeky in my size. And like you know, one that I like the pattern of or style of, you know what I mean? For lack of better words, I'm not really sure how to explain it, but you guys listening at home know exactly what I'm talking about. And so they're already hard to find. So I highly doubt they're going to make it to like a sale or a discount bin because everyone wants them. So I don't know if they're going to go on sale.
Okay.
Just buy them. There's one takeaway from this. Buy your red underwear for next year. There you go.
I'm going to do that. And
buy a few, Miranda. Wear them the whole week leading up.
If I don't have good luck, it's because you didn't tell me to buy red underwear going into 2022.
That's not it. By the way, we've got like another minute or so left before we go to break. And before we do that though, you kind of touched upon it. You were saying that, you know, you're into a new decade. So for those of you guys listening at home, I just want to take a moment and wish Miranda Malasani a happy belated birthday. I did wish her a happy birthday day of, but on the show, we haven't done it. So happy belated birthday, Miranda. You're now 40. Welcome to the club.
It was a hard one leading up to it. But then once it was the day, I felt better. I don't know if you went through that too, but that week, I'm going to say a couple months leading up to it. It was a sense of like dread. I'm like,
there's nothing to dread.
Okay. Then that was me and probably everything else. But I just felt like, ew, I didn't like the feeling of going from the 30s to the 40s, but now I feel like, all right, like we're in it. And I'm actually happy to bury that the 30s.
Yeah. You know what? It's like, it's a good thing. The 40s, I'm 1 year into 40. I'm 41, turning 42 in March. And I gotta say, so far, so good. Okay, there's a few little hiccups here and there, but that's just life. Uh-huh. But honestly, Miranda, you're good. You're good.
Feeling better. Thank you.
You're good. We're gonna take a quick break and we will be back with more right here on the Parenting Show. It is the special timeout edition. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Now back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show. It is our special timeout edition. It happens the first Sunday of every single month, and it just so happens to fall on the very first episode of the Parenting Show for 2022. So I'm joined by Miranda Malasani, my special guest co-host and one of my best friends. Like, how awesome is it that we get to do this together?
We're very lucky, actually.
We are. We are. You know, like it's not every day that you get to work with your best friend and you get to do like your work is fun.
Well, it's funny because we have phone calls like this.
This is an extended phone call. Actually, not even an hour. We can do an hour on the phone easy.
Really? Yeah.
Right. So Miranda, I got to ask you something. I did some stories about this on, just after Christmas. I think it was maybe Christmas Day, actually. I did some stories and I tagged you. So how were your Christmas meals? Did you indulge? Because I was getting so many messages from people on social who know that I have gone gluten-free, cow's dairy-free, and I'm on like limited sugar, all because of, not for weight loss, but because of my autoimmune disease, because I have Hashimoto's. And so you've been helping me out with that. And so you're like, Pina, I know how much you love your cheese, but you're gonna have to step away from that. Go for the goat cheese, go for sheep, but no cow's dairy. And I know that you love bread and pasta but gluten-free. So I was getting all these calls and people were like, Pina, like, how are you doing? Did you drink? And Miranda, I'm not going to lie. Like, I even tagged you on it because I'm like,
I saw it.
I'm not going to hide it from you. I drank. And you did have some gluten.
You had gluten and you had cow's dairy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. The cow's dairy was also mixed in with the booze.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you're going to go deep in this. You're going to go.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, you know what? F it.
Yeah. I knew that was going to come. I knew that was going to happen at some point, but I actually am so happy. And it's fine that, look, nothing is ever perfect when it comes to diet. We can't hold ourselves to those expectations. But what I wanted for you was I wanted you to observe how you felt.
I knew you were going to say that.
So for me, I was like, I'm always like, it's my kids are the same way. Like, yeah, of course, go and have that fast food. And I want to know I know what's going to happen when they're not used to it. Great. Yeah. Like, that's a body experiment. So why don't you tell me how you felt for 3 days after?
Okay, you're not going to like this.
You felt fine?
I didn't feel so bad.
Really?
I swear.
No, you didn't have any changes? Like, okay, look, you told me that when you stopped eating cow's dairy, you weren't as bloated.
Yeah, you know what? The bloating, yes. I was like, I felt bloated. But okay. I thought, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be paying for this. I'm going to be paying for this. I didn't notice. And I know that you're not big on this. I didn't notice, numbers went a little bit up on the scale, which for me, like, I'm just, that's the way my brain is programmed. Yeah. I know we can't always look at numbers, but for me, that's a gauge. You know what I mean? And that actually screwed me up even more because I was like, see, there is a... what is the saying? There is a reaction to every action. Is that it?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a cause and effect, right?
Right. Uh-huh. So it, for me, it was like, yeah, I clearly see where I went wrong and I don't like this.
That's good. Yeah. And it's not right or wrong. It's like it's observing that your body gets inflamed with those foods and the byproduct is weight gain, water retention, hormonal shifts that maybe you won't notice for the next couple of weeks after that, some bloating, like lethargy in some areas. Like, it's hard to pinpoint because there's so many other factors, but if you see a cause and effect relationship, you get to choose. Yeah. So like, sure, like whatever, indulge a little bit, but like use it as like information. So you know how to make the right decisions for your body later on.
Like, and having been off of it for so long. Yeah. Like I did notice, I was like, I was living life bloated 24/7 and I didn't realize it.
You didn't notice it. Like, that is what blows
me. I thought that was normal.
What exactly? And that's what makes me so excited when people start to change their diet or their lifestyle, is that they don't realize how much better life can get when you make those changes, because there's nothing to compare it to. Your baseline is bloat. Your baseline is exhaustion or headaches or, you know, migraines, acne, whatever it is. Your baseline is like, this is life. But as soon as you make those changes, you go, wait a minute. Holy shit, I've been living like that and suffering through it when I can have a different feeling. I can feel different every day.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm back on.
What about for New Year's? What'd you eat for New Year's?
Sushi.
Okay.
Sushi. So stuck more with the sashimi.
Good.
You know, did have rice, but not as much as I would have pre Miranda coming into my life and telling me, don't do this.
You know what though, Pina? I think that's just so important to talk about, because I get asked this a lot. Like, do you still, like, I love food and I love different types of food.
Oh, and I love to eat.
I love food.
Guys, you have to see her. Yeah.
Yeah, but I know.
Sometimes she has two dinners.
I love two dinners. I love those two dinner nights. But so what I do is I'm strategic as to like how much rice, let's say, I'll have. So I love the avocado rolls. I love the little ones. I hate the massive ones. So I'll have a few of those.
Massive ones.
But that's because I'm looking at it like, how much can I eat and the feeling of it. I love the process of eating, right? So I want to make sure that I'm having as much protein as I can during sushi, because it's easy to carb out.
Yeah.
So like having the edamame, and I'm having I try to get them to like give me steamed vegetables on the side. I usually ask at a sushi restaurant steamed vegetables, because if I can fill up a quarter of my belly with some veggies, I'll still enjoy, but I'm not going to like gorge out on the rest of the food. So it's just about strategy. And I think you can eat anywhere if you know how to order and you know the amount. It really is portion size too, right?
Yeah. So anyways, I had to come clean. And I'm wondering how many of you at home that are listening, you know, did the same thing, because that's what the holidays are about. It's like, oh my God, there's special foods that I, you know what I mean, don't get to indulge in all the time. So I'm just going to say, F it. And I'm going to go for it. But you know what matters is, just being able to say, okay, I did that. Now I'm back on track, you know? And actually, I don't want to talk about it too much because we have a special show coming up next week, but yeah, I'm back on the wagon, everyone.
It can't eat, like, that's the whole point. And I'm so glad you said that. It can't eat at you, because if it does, that guilt is so unnecessary.
Oh, that's unhealthy. Talk about unhealthy.
Unhealthy. Right? And your diet is a commitment in your life. So you're going to go on vacation. You're going to have family get togethers. But like, what do I tell you, Pina, when you're going somewhere? What do you put in your purse or in your truck on the way there?
Snack. Do you have a protein bar?
Yeah. Always. So yeah. Like, you know, if you eat a certain way, you can take that eating anywhere you go. Just take the philosophy of it. And when you're like, let's say, you know, I love wine, you know, I love, like,
oh yeah,
you know, I do. But I know I put that in my day, like it's like a treat. So I will eat around, like I'll eat for the rest of the day. I'll eat very strategically. So I can enjoy that. And it doesn't detour me too much. It's just always about balance and management.
There you go. But yeah. I just had to bring it up because I know so many people at home were, you know what I mean? Like in the same boat as me. And you know what? Totally. It's okay. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Having those, you know what I mean? Like special foods with the people that you love, totally. Then that is okay. And maybe that's just me trying to convince myself.
No, I actually think that's even healthier, because if you're like connecting with your family and it's tradition, like, look, isn't your it? Mom make some amazing foods at the holiday time, right? Like very traditional items that bring you back. It's nostalgia. It's
and some I didn't even touch, like herzepoli. I didn't even touch them, you know?
And sometimes that's the right decision too. But I think if you can enjoy, connect and enjoy the whole experience, look, like you're good. You're on track.
Yeah, that's no, awesome. I'm, you know what? I am. And you know what this brings me to is something else. New Year's resolutions. We're day two into 2022. And you know, everyone's like, oh, new year, new you. And the month of January here on the Parenting Show, that's exactly what I focus on. New year, new you. And we'll do one show on fitness. We'll do one show on mental health. We'll do one show on nutrition and weight loss, which Miranda's going to join us on that one. You know, there's so many things. And is important that we cover off in January, because it is a new year and it is a great time to start, you know, from scratch kind of deal. And yes, you can do it any time of year. So if June rolls around and you're like, well, I want to start and make a positive change in my life now. Hey, that's great. You don't always have to do it in January, but there's something about January.
It's the energy. Like you just said earlier, it's the energy of month. Like every month has a different energy associated with it, right? So January is the beginning of a new cycle, and I think that you can use that energy for good. Like in any month, there's a different energy. You use it, but it's also, again, like we just talked about, I think some people have these unrealistic expectations, or they're trying to do too much, which ends up being like overkill. So, like you said before, Pina, there's an energy into everything. So there's an energy in January. It's a fresh start. It's a new beginning. So we can really use that energy to make changes. But I think where we go wrong sometimes is that we think we should do too much at the beginning. So I think we'd like draw in those small steps, those decisions that will lead us to doing something different in February and then March and then April. Whereas I think if we do too much, it becomes overkill and then we give up.
So bite-sized pieces that you can chew, not things that are overwhelming. And it's just like, okay, how am I going to tackle this? Like, how am I going to, you know, I'm going to set a goal, whether it's like, I'm going to start going to the gym 5 days a week, maybe start with two.
It's not going to happen. And you're going to be really disappointed.
Or I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Let's start with five.
Start with 5 pounds. Yeah. And I think, like, for me this year, I'll tell you what my resolution is.
Yes. That's what I want to.
Okay. My resolution, and I decided this a couple months ago, but it was leading to the new year. I am just making decisions that bring me peace. Whatever feels the most peaceful decision in my body. So, you know, I've talked to you about like our nervous system, right? Our body knows when something's not right. So if I say like, okay, that feels stressful, I'm not doing it. Like I'm actually just going to use my body as the barometer of peace in my life. And that's in every step of what decisions I have to make. That's what I'm going to do. That's my resolution. You
know, I like that. Yeah. For me, Peace is a huge thing for me too. All I want is like peace and happiness.
Yeah.
And something I did through 2021 was I took a lot of time to work on myself.
Yeah.
Brought Reiki back into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Been practicing self Reiki. I'm actually going to take the next step to get my master.
Awesome.
I've been started journaling in 2021, actually like pretty much January 1st, 2021. And so not only is it the things that bring me peace, but it's also taking a look and recognizing what is in alignment and yes. what is not, what yes. serves a purpose in my life, what does not, and all those things that do not, get the hell out of my way, because I don't have the time or the energy.
And I think that we're all, from a societal perspective, after going through what we have, we realize like the decisions we make that bring us closer to that feeling of alignment within ourselves are the right decisions.
We are talking all about the new year right here on The Parenting Show, because it is our special timeout edition. I'm Pina Crispo, and this is Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is the timeout edition of The Parenting Show. It happens every single month, the first Sunday of every single month. And it just so happens to be January 2nd. So it is the first show of 2022, the very first parenting show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And the timeout edition means I get to bring on my special guest co-host, Ms. Miranda Malasani. And Miranda, we talked a little bit about ringing in the new year and, you know, superstitions like the red underwear, and then the broken mirror that is a good sign for you. Yeah. We talked a little bit about New Year's resolutions. No matter how cheesy or cliche they may sound, I think it's always nice to have a goal. Mm. Maybe that's what we call them, goals.
I like it.
You know? And then, like off the air just now, we were talking about someone that we follow on social media. And it's entertaining to follow this person. However, there's a different side of it too, where this person's a mom. And, you know, when we watch her, we're like, what is going on? And there's some concern as well. And there's also some sadness that surrounds it. So Miranda, I'm going to let you take this one. Go.
Yeah. So we're talking about Britney Spears, and, you know, obviously she's been in the media a lot lately, mm-hmm. you know, great, great movement forward for her. And so we do, Pina and I send videos back and forth, just kind of like we observe them and try to understand, you know, what she's trying to put out there. Cause sometimes they're a little bit,
oh yeah.
Say, out there, obviously, but I
that's
was
a thinking, good way to put it out there. Yes.
But I think that when you're okay. So she's been incredibly oppressed, right? Oh, so yeah. She's like this mega star out there in fame, but so oppressed. And when you're a human and you're oppressed in that way, it's like the pendulum swings. So her pendulum is like full on the other way. And she's going to town trying to say, like, you know, she's saying, kiss my ass in every post. Yeah. Right?
I laugh and I shouldn't laugh, but
I know, but she's coming out like hard because her pendulum's like, screw you. Like, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. And so what's happened is like, she's out of balance, right? She's not grounded in something because she's been oppressed for so long. And I think like, we're watching this, everyone's watching this happen. And yeah. So we're talking also like she's a mom. So I'll let you take that part too. But you know, there's so many layers of her sharing on there. And as a mom and seeing like from the perspective of her kids, what they're seeing as well, it's messy.
It is. And it's scary. It's what I feel for her. I feel for her a lot because what was done to her was like awful. Inhumane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how that was allowed to happen.
How could you not have money?
And how you could do that to your child. Like, I could never imagine, ever. And so it just boggles my mind. And I watched the documentary on Netflix as well. And it just broke my heart too, because here you have someone who was basically like a puppet. You know, here, you're going to go do this show. You're going to make so much money. Barely saw any of that money. wasn't able to have like a debit card to go shopping, wasn't able to drive her car, feared losing her children day in and day out. Like, yeah. Of course that is going to have some impact on a person, you know? Of course she's going to be posting these videos. And, you know, if people don't really stop to think about it, they're just going to think she lost it. Mm. You know, she's off her rocker. But when something that traumatic happens to you, like, she's going to have PTSD for the rest of her life.
Well, what you said too, like, did it freeze her from developing? So they've oppressed her so much during the process of her youth, let's say, because she was performing at such a young age. Did it freeze her development in certain areas that she doesn't even know fully who she is as a person because she couldn't explore that? So, you know, it's really interesting. I think a really interesting conversation in general. You know, when you talk about that, like, those types of traumas, they do freeze us in areas.
Oh, and absolutely.
We're observing this and we're like, yeah, I totally feel for her. Like, that is incredibly, unbelievably, I can't even believe that she went through it. Like you said, how do you not have a debit card? Like, as an adult, you know what I mean?
When you're making that much money too, and you're not even seeing it, like, her father's pay was more than the allowance that Brittany was getting once a month.
Disgusting.
There are people out there working. They may have a job at the bank. I'm just, you know, pulling out any job that I can think of right now. And they were making more money than Britney Spears. How is that possible?
Yeah.
Like, that is disgusting. That's horrible. Like, it just, it boggles my mind. We watch these videos. We're like, what? There was that one video that we could not get over, the one where she's talking about a therapist. Mm-hmm. And then her caption was just like,
Pepina, how about the part where, like, she belched in it?
Oh, she did.
It was so, like, she doesn't care. And I love the fact that she doesn't care, but it is very cryptic. Like, it's really, you really have to watch it a few times to understand.
Yeah, it would just, I'm trying to actually find it.
It was a couple weeks ago that we found that was posted.
Yeah. And it's, and like, it's really hard to even find stuff on her Instagram right now because all of the videos are the same thing. She's dancing in like a crop top and little short shorts. And mm-hmm. she's just kind of wiggling her body or spinning around. And I'm like, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Oh, okay. I found it. It says, as much therapy as I've had to do against my will, being forced to pay and listen to women tell me how they are going to further my success. It was a joy. No, really. 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. No lie. In this beautiful nation, it would only be fair for me to dedicate my life to skits, to the wonderful therapists. I genuinely thank my dear sweethearts for your efforts. And mind you, she's putting like eye roll emojis and laughing and the monkey covering its mouth. And then like, after she's saying, wants to thank her sweethearts for their efforts. It's like the wink with the tongue sticking out emoji. She's like, I genuinely thank, the end is me celebrating. It is clearly over because my medication is working. Murica.
America.
Balls. Then put some emojis of some balls. And kiss my mother. Ready to beat me out back at the station, Loretta? And kiss my and then put like the lips with a peach. That's some caption.
It's heavy too. Like, as much as she's like making us laugh, but when you think about it, how heavy it is, like, clearly her father probably had her in therapy every day. She's,
I don't know, Brittany, obviously, but I wish this woman all the best because she's super talented. And she only wants the best for her kids. So yeah. I wish her all the best. We're talking all things on the show today because it is the timeout edition. The show where we talk about whatever we want. Because guess what? Us parents need a timeout too. Don't go anywhere because we'll be right back with more right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now, back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and it is the first Sunday of the month, which means it is time for our special timeout edition. So I've got my special guest co-host joining me, Miss Miranda Malasani. Miranda, we've covered off quite a bit on the show today.
It's a good start to the new year.
Isn't it? It's like, it's a nice little break because we're still in that like holiday mode. You know, we have like another, what is it? 2 days.
Yeah. 2 days.
Another 2 days before, you know, like people are back to work and all that fun stuff. But I came across something looking back on 2021 and I came across an article on the New York Post. It says the 10 best shows of 2021. And I scrolled through this and I haven't even watched one.
Okay, I'm curious.
One of them. So I want to see. I want to see. Some of these I've never even heard of. So really? I want to hear from you, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
So these are the best shows of 2021, according to the New York Post, okay? Yellow Jackets.
No, I haven't watched it, but I did hear, like, once you start watching it, you can't stop watching it.
Okay, but see, at first when I looked at this, I thought it was Yellowstone. I heard about that one. But I never heard about Yellow Jackets.
Oh, wait, I'm wrong. I'm thinking Yellowstone.
See? Okay. Okay. Don't know this one. It's on Showtime. Yeah. What about Station 11, which is an HBO Max show?
No, don't know it.
Never heard of it. Okay. We don't have a life. Cruel Summer?
No, don't know that one either.
They say it's a soapy teen drama.
Okay.
Okay. What about, I've heard of this and my kids have watched it, but I've not watched it. WandaVision on Disney Plus.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Check and see. I bet you the boys have watched it. Your boys have probably watched it. So basically it's like, it's all like superhero stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, and apparently it's really good. Maybe I got to get on it. Right. Okay, that would require me to have some time.
I feel like I know, like I'm really in the dark here.
Okay. How about The White Lotus?
What is that? I don't even
know. I don't know. Yeah, I know. Hopefully you guys at home have a better life than Miranda and I, because we don't know these shows. What We Do in the Shadows.
Huh? I like, yeah. I watched quite a few shows on Netflix this year. Netflix, Prime, Disney.
Well, this was an FX show. I don't even know what FX is.
Who's rating these? Who's determining these?
That's what our producer, Loretta, back at the station, just, she typed in our chat. She's like, who's rating these? I don't know. Breeders, another FX show. 10-Year-Old Tom, HBO Max. Nice. I don't know. In Treatment, this is an HBO.
Why are they only shows? Let's talk
Made.
About
Made. Made is Netflix. Did you know that one? I don't know this one.
I don't know that one either. Pina.
I know. Okay, here. Now let's, there's also a list of bad shows.
Okay.
The worst, I think it's the 5 worst shows of 2021. So let's see what these ones are. So these are the 5 worst shows of 2021, according to the New York Post. And we've got La Brea.
No, don't know it.
Don't know it either. So I guess it is bad. Clarice, it's a prequel spinoff from Silence of the Lambs, which I've never watched because I will probably crap my pants. I don't do well with those kind of shows. Jupiter's Legacy. This is a Netflix show. We suck.
I don't understand why I don't know any of these.
Oh, Josh Duhamel's in it. And really? He's hot.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, that's sad. The Lost Symbol.
Don't know that one either.
No, don't know it. Tiger King 2. Oh my God. I did not know that there was a second Tiger King.
Okay. I'm going to admit I watched the first episode of Tiger King 2 and it made me feel so ill that I had to stop watching. So yes, they're correct in that. That's the only one I know. But Pina, tell me what your favorite show or top 3 that you watched on like Netflix or like what do you
this past year?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, Miranda. I have not watched TV.
Okay.
I haven't. I have not watched TV. I watch, like, I have my certain shows that I've been waiting. Like Handmaid's Tale. Like, I love Handmaid's Tale. I'm watching the latest season of You right now, but I'm not even that like, you know, like, oh my God, devoted to it. Like I was season 1 and season 2. I believe this is season 3 now. I am waiting though and dying for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
You love that.
That's an Amazon Prime. Yeah. Love it. I die of laughter. Also, Dead Again was one that I watched. I'm waiting for the next season to come out. That's with Christina Applegate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so no, I have to say, like, I don't know. There hasn't been something that I'm like,
do you know,
oh, what's the one with the Royals?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I know what you're thinking about. You know what I do though? I put on it on my, like, I put it on when I'm washing dishes or that kind of thing, or if the kids are not here for a couple of days. Atypical, awesome. I caught up on, like, I didn't watch any of Scandal. So I did the whole, like, how many seasons it was last in 2021? I was so addicted. Ozark did the same thing. Waiting for Ozark to come out, I was like obsessed. And then there was another one. Love on the Spectrum. Please tell me you watch Love on the Spectrum.
No, didn't watch that.
Please go watch that after this.
But you said Ozark.
Yeah.
Which I did watch some of that. And it's funny because a lot of people, like a lot of people in my world, they're like, Pina, you are our Ruth.
Yeah, I can see that.
One that Loretta mentioned, which I did watch, and I like, can they come out with another season? Was Bridgerton.
I never watched it.
What?
No.
Miranda.
I know. Okay, you watch Love on the Spectrum and I'll watch Bridgerton.
Okay, yep. That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do. We've got two more days before, you know, I head back to work and the grind and all of that stuff. So I'm gonna do that. What was the other one that you said that you watched? Scandal.
Scandal. Oh,
everyone says that I need to watch it.
I wish I could undo my brain of knowing what's happening so I could watch it again. I love it.
And
so
experience
much.
It again?
Yeah.
That's like me with Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I didn't watch Game of Thrones yet. I haven't watched
what? It.
Nope.
I'm jealous because I want to be in those shoes again where it was like, same. What's Game of Thrones? Same. I want to do, I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. Okay. I'm going to go and start watching some shows right now because I got a little bit of downtime and I'm going to enjoy it. Miranda, you go do the same and we'll compare notes.
Love it.
But you're on the show with me next week too, I believe.
Looking forward to it.
So guys, 2 weeks in a row, Pina Miranda, are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Insert the Taylor Swift song right here. Ready for it. But that is it for us. Have an amazing start to this brand new year, 2022. It's our year, guys. I'm just going to quote me on that. It's our year. That is it for the parenting show. Miranda, thank you for joining me. And Miranda, we'll catch you next week. Yeah. And we'll catch all of you guys next week as well. Sunday night, 8:00, right here on the parenting show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.